Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Paper Towel Improv Podcast, Quick Bites with Rothy, episode 3 or 9, depending on how you're keeping track of episodes. We got a very special episode for you today. This is the first episode where we have on a team from outside of Tucson. That's right. Please welcome. They're called the Noam Chomsky School of Business. I think I put a P in Chomsky when I said it. It's fine. I'm never going to meet Noam Chomsky. We got Jeff, Ryan, Louise, and Garrison. How you guys doing today?
Doing great.
Pretty good. Doing great.
What's up, Rafi?
Yeah, doing well.
So I'm good. Glad to be here.
I'm glad you guys asked what's up. Sometimes people don't. It's nice to be asked, and I'm doing pretty well. How's Flagstaff right now?
It's perfect. Are you kidding me? It's wonderful. The weather is great, and I'm not rubbing it in. It's just the way it is. What about Tucson? How's Tucson?
That's exactly how I picture Flagstaff. For those who don't live in Arizona, Flagstaff is like Tucson's colder cousin. But as someone who loves Tucson weather, I just want to say that Tucson is great, Louise. Tucson has the perfect weather right now. I'm going outside in my trench coat and then going back in when I remember that we're supposed to be staying home. But it's a wonderful 15 seconds I'm out there in the sun, Louise.
Get that vitamin D. I think that's what the sun does.
Yeah. I'm totally stealing this bit, but I just want everybody to know, since it's a podcast, all 5 of us, Rafi included, were incredibly attractive.
Yeah.
All of us are, you know, knock 'em dead, stone cold attractive.
And nobody's wearing pants.
Nobody's wearing pants.
The other thing about that is I'm going to add at this exact moment, so you guys will know just how attractive we are as Ryan says that.
The thing that we may all have in common that the audio listener may not recognize is that we all have glasses.
It's true. He's not lying.
It's true.
May I ask, just because we don't have the entire Foundry represented here today, we have 4 wonderful members of the Foundry. Does the rest of the Foundry also? Chomsky, I'm sorry, I'm getting what you guys perform with mixed with the name of your team. Does the rest of Chomsky also have glasses?
No, there's some non-glasses wearers. There's some people that don't wear glasses.
We tried to diversify. We tried to be as diversified as possible, and we started with glasses, and then we had to recruit some non-glass wearing people.
Yeah.
Don't get it twisted. They are prescribed glasses. They're just not wearing them.
Yeah. Makes the shows more interesting.
Well, there's a lot of trust.
Well, I think it's commendable. You know, I mean, they are prescribed them. They are not wearing them, yet still you consider them part of the non-glasses community and you reached out to them. I think it's wonderful.
They get to choose how they identify as far as glasses wearing goes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
On that note, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and do some actual improv on this improv podcast. So stay tuned. Welcome back, listeners. We're going to get started with some improv. We're going to do the actual format that Chomsky performs when they're not on this podcast, and I'm really excited to try it out. Tell us, guys, what kind of suggestion do you guys get for that show?
Huh. Silence, obviously. We do a silent show. No,
it's going to be a silent improv podcast. I really hope
it's going to be great for podcasts, yeah.
Barely mimed.
We usually are going on live and there's people typing things in and we just say, give us a word. And we grab a word, whatever the word is, and we just go.
Oh, any word. In that case, I will pull up canigeta.com, which is a website I use sometimes for the show. And I will get us, I'm stalling for time as it loads, and I will get us a word from canigeta.com. And that word is spaceship.
Spaceship. Captain.
Yes.
My God, man, the launch looks like it's going to be scrubbed.
Okay. That's probably a good thing. Okay. Tell me more. I need more information.
Why is that a good thing? We need to get this baby up in the air.
Well, it's a good thing because we're really not prepared, to be honest with you. We're not ready. The crew isn't ready. Nobody's in the spaceship. We don't even have the gasoline in there. In fact, we're using gasoline. That's probably not a good thing.
Captain, I'm starting to wonder if you know how the spaceship works.
I'm trying to tell you that we don't. I'm not prepared. I haven't gone to school for being a captain. I just got named a captain. That's my whole point, we're not prepared.
My God, man.
Captain man.
You're right. Sorry, sir. I'm saluting you.
Thank you.
Yeah, salute. Okay. Space Force is really getting off to a rocky start here. You're telling me you don't even know how to captain this thing?
Listen, I was the administrator for a company, and they just put me in here because I kind of knew, you know, the new president.
Tag out Jeff. Hello, Captain. Welcome to the Space Force cafeteria.
Thank you. I love that you call me Captain. I appreciate that.
Well, as the lunch person here, I need to address you as your title. The thing is, I see you coming through with your tray. We don't have any food prepared for you.
You know, this is a disaster. It's a disaster. We can't. I mean, I can understand that we're not ready to launch, but we can't. We have to have food.
It was behind in budget. It got cut, and we weren't prepared to serve the needs of everyone here on Space Force.
I'm going to have to talk to some administrators. This is not acceptable. I can understand that we had to cut the budget and use gasoline instead of rocket fuel. Okay, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with hiring somebody that has no experience of engineering. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with
Tag out Garrison. So, Captain, I'm very sorry.
First, thank you. Thank you for calling me Captain. I really like that a lot.
Of course. I mean, it's your rank. You earned it, maybe. I want to apologize on behalf of Space Force. Things have gotten off to a rocky start. And it's worse than you deserve, Captain, you know? All the time you put in to become a captain, to earn the right to eat food in a cafeteria.
Okay. I agree. I mean, just I appreciate your apology. Your apology is accepted. I do have to correct something. You know, I've only been a captain for about 4 hours, so I don't have a lot of experience, but I do know what I'm doing because I have a lot of experience with budgets, and I do have a lot of experience with matrices. And filling them out.
You're not Captain Saferstein, are you?
I am Captain Saferstein, but I am Captain Saferstein II. The first was the one that had a lot of experience.
Okay, so you got a grand.
Okay. My name is Captain Byron Saferstein, and I hear you've been on the space for the past 4 hours. Can you please tell me what's going on?
Sure. There's no freaking food. I'm glad you're here, by the way. I got a call. I just picked it up, and I came over here, and I was like, they start calling me Captain. I was like, this is fantastic. It's my name. But I do want to tell you, there's no food in the cafeteria, and that is just completely horrible.
See, and I see that, and I see how this happened. I mean, it's really an amazing coincidence. We have the same name in the phone book. Our phone numbers are right next to each other. I'm 555556. You're 55557. But truthfully, surely you must have known. Me, a decorated general, and you, I don't even know what you do.
Oh, I've done a lot of things. I mean, I have a hard time keeping the same job, to be honest with you. But I have a lot of different experience. And that's why when they said, Captain, you need to report right now, I assumed that one of the other jobs that I had over the years was panning out.
tag out Raffi. So I'm looking at your resume, and it looks that recently you were a captain for, you put one day.
Yeah, well, 7.5 hours, to be honest with you, but okay.
Wipe. Jeff. Bishop to queen four. Check.
Wow. Wow, I really didn't see that coming. I guess I'll just do this knight to rook four. Checkmate. Is that good?
What? Are you? Holy shit. How did I not see that?
Well, you were prescribed those glasses.
Are you sure this is your first time playing?
I mean, what is playing? I don't consider this a game. This is a metaphor for life, Charles. I don't play life. Do you play life? Not the game of life. That was a bad example.
Oh, because I was going to say, I love those mini bands.
I have dabbled in chess before.
Okay, so you sharked me.
I might have sharked
you. You sharked me. Just admit it, Jeff. I mean, it's bullshit, but fine.
Charles, I am admitting it. I'm trying to apologize. I'm sorry that you feel like you were sharked.
See, that I feel like I was sharked? I was definitely legitimately sharked.
Well, I mean, you see it as you were sharked. That is your truth. And so I want to give you space to feel that.
We put $100 on this game.
Right. Yeah. And thank you.
And that was after you specified that you'd never played before.
We've covered this already, Charles. I don't look at this as something to be played. It's something to be experienced. I have experienced it before. I've never played it before.
Oh, come on. You are so dishonest, Jeff.
I'm sorry that you feel like I am dishonest.
Could you just stop with you feel? And so, Your Honor, I think you can see that the defendant owes me my $100 back.
Well, frankly, sir, I feel that you've wasted my time, the jury's time, the audience's time, even the bailiff's time. Clearly, this man has not worked you, as chess is not a game. Personally, I experience chess every Sunday at the local chess tournament, and I hold it to be in the highest regard.
your honor, you got to see things my way. You're here to oversee the justice of our society, are you not?
I oversee the justice of our society every week with little pieces. Pieces on a board, and it's very important to me because it's a metaphor for our life, sir.
That's right. Charles, I'm sorry that you feel like we got a judge that's more in favor of my viewpoint on life, and I'm sorry that you feel like you don't have $100.
Sorry, I'm not done sentencing yet. Charles, you, the anti-chess person, you will be giving the defendant here $1,000.
Anti-chess? $1,000?
Yes.
Tag Garrison and Jeff. Judge, I see that in this higher court, they brought you to a higher court because you're applying the law. Instead of applying law in the case, you know, in what we have here, 250 years of law, you're applying the rules of chess.
That's right. I feel like the rules of chess greatly apply to, you know, the American justice system.
No, but
some people can move a little further than others, and some people can only move a little bit. Some people can jump over other people altogether.
no, this doesn't work. I mean, you make one, in this particular case, you made one of the lawyers pretend to be a knight and another one to be a rook. What?
Yes, I thought it would be fun. You know, I mean, I just feel like some people should be allowed. Me, personally, I was once committing a crime. You know, the other day I decided to rob a bank. But personally, I feel like I should have the roles of a king. And, you know, kings are held in high regard, so I shouldn't be punished.
Yeah, that doesn't...
Tag out Luis and Rafi. Ryan? Hey, congratulations on getting the Kozlowski case, man. That's going to be a great case for your career.
Yeah, no, it was great. It's great for the firm, and yeah, it's definitely great for the future of my career. Interesting.
I heard presiding was Judge Watson.
Yeah, it was Watson. So, it wasn't one of the lucky days. He wanted me to be a pawn in court, and just the power dynamic, you know, the prosecution got to be a knight and I got to be a pawn, and immediately, you know, I was fighting against the jury's presumptions that I was, you know, a lesser player in the game.
Yeah, I've been there. Did he make you wear the big hat and like the neck frilly thing,
yeah.
The collar that's all frilly?
And
oh, that's humiliating.
It was like that episode of Seinfeld where he dresses up like chess pieces and then he looks like a penis. I looked like a penis.
Right. Yeah.
I looked like a penis, yeah. In the courtroom. And the judge, Watson, was laughing. He was laughing at me the whole time. I had a wonderful opening statement.
Well, but how can you take an opening statement serious from somebody who's dressed like a penis?
Tag Ryan and Garrison. Jeff. Okay, so, you know, this isn't Judge Watson, right?
This isn't Judge Watson?
No. This is the other judge. This is Jefferson. So your little antics aren't going to work here.
I got to go change, man.
That's right. Get that penis thing off of your head to begin with. Please start with that.
Yeah. This penis head, I'm going to look like a fool. Watson would have loved this.
You look like a fool. So turns out that this guy likes checkers. So it's a whole entirely different thing.
How do you dress like a checker?
You got to make yourself look like a checker. I don't know. You just.
I don't have time for this. You know how much work I put into this penis?
Yeah.
I just wish I wish I wasn't a mascot anymore, you know? I've been dressing like a hockey puck for 14 years, and it's the least creative mascot that a hockey team could have. By definition.
Are you serious? Like, yeah, the Nebraska Pucks?
Yeah.
Hey, kid.
What's this costume? What are you dressed as, kid?
I'm a hockey puck.
I'll give you $500 for it right now. I've got to be in court.
$500 for?
Cut to court.
As you can see, Your Honor, I jumped ahead a little bit to knight myself.
That's a nice try, but like checkers pieces are slightly curved at the top. You're clearly a hockey puck. As such, by the way, that's my son's hockey puck costume. I'm going to go need you to return that to him so he can go be the college mascot for the team as they have their big game in about 10 minutes.
I paid $500 for this costume. I met him on a playground. He took it off right in front of me.
I believe this may have been an elaborate ruse because he knew that I would order you to go give it back to him.
You are a crafty family, Your Honor. Well done, sir.
And that is our set, everybody. That is our set.
That's the show.
Beam.
We'll be right back with some goodbyes. Thanks for listening. We're back with the Paper Towel Improv Podcast, Quick Bites with Rafi, and the Noam Chomsky Business School. Do I get your guys' team name right? Is it no, Noam Chomsky School of Business.
Chomsky School of Business.
Damn it. I'm adding in a first name for no reason.
That is well, the Chomsky that we refer to, though. So, yes. Yeah.
But we want to be more...
It's not like his cousin or something.
It's not Diana Chomsky.
We want it to be coy, so that it's kind of an ambiguous. Which Chomsky is it?
Frankly, I always hoped it was Diana Chomsky, as I'm a big fan of her work, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Strong.
Unless she's real, in which case I don't know, but...
Yeah.
Ryan, I believe you were going to tell us which Chomsky stuff that we should look out for right now.
Yeah, you should check out our socials. On Instagram, we are Chomsky _school_of_business. And we're also on Facebook as Chomsky School of Business. We do virtual shows every month that are just us. But we also take part in the Flagstaff Foundry every month. It's a monthly variety show. It's done in Flagstaff. But we're virtual right now for reasons. The next one coming up is June 27th. For what?
I can't imagine why.
Yeah, someone thought it was safer and we just went along. No, we took it seriously. The next one coming up is June 27th and we do them every month. And then once it's not virtual, it'll be in person again. You're welcome. Anyone is welcome to sign up for the Flagstaff Foundry.
How do you sign up?
You can sign up on the Flagstaff Foundry Facebook page or the website, flagstafffoundry.org.
Nailed it.
Cool.
I'm coming for your spot, Garrison.
I know, look out. Rafi, I host the Foundry, but Ryan here is nipping at my heels. He's ready to take that top spot.
With a sultry voice like that, how could he not?
I've written radio show. I've led an improv.
Oh, my God.
But nobody has been heckling you, so I have to see you how you respond to heckling.
True.
Before.
Badly. That happened at a Foundry, and I handled it badly.
Well, you gotta deal with the heat.
If you guys want to heckle Ryan online, go check out the Flagstaff Foundry. Yeah. Did you guys have anything else you wanted to tell us about, or was that it?
We recently participated in a fundraiser to support bail bonds for folks who have been affected by protests for Black Lives Matter. And we're trying to support our local folks who are affected in that way from legal fees and fines and that sort of thing. We feel really strongly that it's right to be speaking your voice, and we're in support of people in the street who are fighting for rights.
I saw you guys were doing a fundraiser. That's so cool.
Yeah, and keep fighting to defund and disband the police. The only thing we can say.
Awesome. Thanks for coming on, guys. Love having people coming on and spread a message. I think that's the first time it's happened. Cool. I know I have things to say because I usually do. Yes, you can follow me on the Instagram at rockin_Rafi, and you can follow this show at paper_towel_podcast on Instagram. Our logo is designed by Lee Cameron. You can follow her on Instagram at Lee Cameron with 8 E's in Lee. And our theme song is by Ramzi Atia. You can follow him at Ramzi Music on Instagram. I want to thank the Chomsky School of Business for letting me get their team name wrong as many times as I did, and for coming on in such short notice. We got the band together in like 2 days, and it was such an awesome show. Thanks for coming on, guys.
Love you, Rafi. Thanks.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.